This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol and security officers, plus the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And for the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, all keeping things going, along with the construction workers and the bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the Monday morning off with a little Nancy Pelosi here, as she was telling the whole world, according to Nancy, the way it was going to be with these ICE raids, which actually, in some cases, started Friday. But if had she been paying attention, they started a couple of weeks ago. Little here, little there, little here, little there. She doesn't know that, but we do. All right, listen to what she had to say.
It's about values that the president does not seem to share. And we saw this morning when he announced his heartless raids on families this coming Sunday. When you announced this before, I called, God bless you, some people of faith about this, evangelicals who support the president for other reasons, but who have been good on immigration issues, but usually. And basically, they were very concerned that this goes too far, because these raids were not what they signed up for with President Trump. And I think their calls to the president made a difference. Basically, what they said to me is, on Sunday, this is the Hispanic evangelicals, on Sunday, west of the Mississippi, our people are in church. And as they prepare to go to church, they feel very threatened and scared by these raids. So hopefully the president will think again about it, or these groups will weigh in once again.
Well, you know, Kyle, I hate to be a spoiled sport here, but I think ICE knows exactly what they signed up for. And let's just go down the list of the 2,000 names that we have been told are on this. Now, this is what we know. We don't know the names, but we know that of the 2,000 people that are listed, all of them have committed a crime of some sort, correct?
Right, right.
And we're not just talking about being here illegally. We're talking about crimes that range from misdemeanors to felonies. 200 of them have committed Class A felonies, which include, oh gosh, murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, and sexual crimes. Okay, gosh, Nancy, what part of that don't you understand?
Well, exactly right. The idea that somehow even American citizens who had committed such crimes would simply be able to move about society with absolutely, you know, never being arrested or taken into custody in any way. That
right.
would be laughable. But yet, for some reason, Speaker Pelosi and others evidently want illegal aliens to have special rights in our society. And again, nobody would question the idea if somebody had committed a crime that they would be taken into custody for that crime.
Well, that's right. And just to put a little icing on the cake here, you know, we know that families want to be together. However, what she doesn't mention again is that approximately 30% of the adults that are coming in with children, the children, half of that 30% don't even belong to the families they're with. They're being rented or they're being bought or whatever the situation may be, being dragged across the border so that people can go, I'm here for asylum.
Well, right. Well, the idea, again, there is that somehow, for some reason, this particular crime against children is really no big deal, evidently, because if there's a political factor to having the illegal alien issue be perpetuated the way that it is. And so I can't imagine, again, that somehow, especially Democrat Party elite, in their heart of hearts, would say, no, it's really nothing to worry about, that these kids have no connection. They're not family to these people that are using them to get across the border and deceive the United States.
And there's so much fake news going on right now, it's not funny, because the press is trying to guess where they're going. You know, the ICE people said they were going to be operating in some of the big cities. Well, they're going to be operating everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. The big cities are just part of the targets. But guess what? They're going all over the place. I mean, they could be in Podunk Junction, Idaho, because guess what? There's a bunch of illegals that are there working in the French fry plant, and oh, some of them are wanted for crimes. Gee whiz.
Right, right. And again, you know, and actually, you know, even the term raids, you know, is connotative and used by the left and the Democrat Party elite, of course, to try to connotate, I don't know, 1930s Germany going after the Jews.
That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, and so in other words, they put it into such the wrong context. You know, Germany, in 1930s Germany, they went after the Jews to take them away to exterminate them. This has nothing to do with
that. The point, Kyle, is that they're here illegally. What part of the word illegal don't you understand? And if you really want to get noticed, commit a crime, be here legally, and watch and see how fast we deport you. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've had a lot of pain over the years. I've been suffering with it ever since I came back from Vietnam, and then I had various injuries that happened to me in the fire service. The last one was a crippling injury that actually put me out of service, out of commission, couldn't do my job anymore, unless I wanted to sit on my butt behind a desk and just file papers. And I wasn't about to do that after being a fire line officer that used to break down doors in my career, because that's what I did as a fire rescue captain. So I took Mobic and I took Flexeril for about 10 years. I got rid of it, said, nope, it's got some side effects. I don't want to do it anymore. Wound up with some Aleve. To make a long story short, after about two, almost 3 years of Aleve, I've now been on Relief Factor for about 3 years. And you can do what I did. You can take the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and see if it works for you the way it worked for me. Now, I was able to get my pain under control. I still have pain, but it's nothing like what it was. I may be uncomfortable, but I'm not sitting here aching like I was sometimes, to where the pain was just literally killing me. All right, and I mean literally, I mean it really, really hurt. And if you've ever broken bones or know what arthritis is, you know what I'm talking about. So I take my Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning and once again at night before I start doing my show prep. You can go to relieffactor.com/the captain. That's relieffactor.com/the captain. Or you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, click on the logo link that's there, and give it a shot. $19.95, 3-week quick start. That's all you got to lose if it doesn't work. Other than that, it'll work, and you'll keep right on buying it. Watch and see. If it worked for me, it'll work for you. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Democrats have to know they're in trouble when their own internal polling shows that Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Muqtada Tlaib, the three newly elected ideological progressives in Congress,
are driving the media cycle and the image of the Democratic Party not to the positive, but to the negative.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And this is something I think that has been percolating through the Democrat representatives and those in the Senate, their staffs as well. And, you know, I think, Captain, that early on when the Democrat Party decided to go with the resist Trump policy, I think they looked at people like AOC and Tlaib and others, now evidently known as the Squad, basically.
Yeah.
But I think they looked at them as sort of, for lack of a better expression, a quote-unquote a breath of fresh air. They thought that they were going to help lead them to continuing to resist Trump and gain converts and this kind of thing. But they have gone way off, way overboard.
Now, I'm about to tell you folks a poll number that was reached before it was taken in May, before AOC's run-in with Speaker Pelosi calling her racist and some of the other comments that we've heard in the last few weeks made by Tlaib, made by Omar, made by other people that are in her little clique. I guess it's four people involved, right?
Right.
Well, here are the numbers. For Ocasio-Cortez, she's recognized by 74% of the voters in the poll that was done by Axios. 22% have a favorable view. The rest don't.
Right. Yeah, that's huge.
Let me go on with the second one. Mukada Tlaib, 64% recognize her. 14% approve of what she's doing. Here's the third one. Representative Ilhan Omar, Minnesota. Another member of the Squad, recognized by 53% of the voters, 9% had a favorable view of her.
Isn't that something? And it was Tlaib who pretty much telegraphed what she's all about by saying we're going to go impeach the blankety blank, right?
She said that after the election.
That's right.
When she got elected.
Yeah, and but again, it just shows the character that you're dealing with.
And Omar is the one that's blasting, well, I'm not going to assimilate. Well, I'm not a supporter of Muslims. I'm an Islamist. Does anybody other than me know what the word Islamist means when they say it? That's code for, hey, baby, look at me. I'm in with the jihad guys.
Yeah, I exactly. I don't know that she may be perceived just exactly what she was telegraphing there as well, but gee whiz. I mean, you know, can you imagine people talking like this and they're members of Congress? You know, this
tells you they shouldn't be members to begin with, but hey, I'm not living in Michigan. I'm not living in Minnesota. I'm not living in New York State. And you people up there that are listening to me right now, you need to get rid of these people. Get rid of them. Vote them the hell out of office.
Yeah, that's what we get to do in our country.
Oh, and let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about any of these three people I've mentioned so far bringing home the bacon, which is what people in Congress do?
No, as a matter of fact, you know, I've been saying as well that, you know, they're not acting like legislators. They don't appear to have joined the Congress in order to, I don't know, govern.
They are trying to fundamentally transform America, period, end of story.
Well, yeah, and just the way that they talk about things. And Ilhan Omar said she thought that she loves the country more than the natural born citizens. You know, this kind of thing.
I got a special place in hell for her.
Right. Well, because she says, you know, she can see the country's hypocrisy.
Yes, I can also see her lies. And by the way, she's currently under investigation for income tax evasion and I don't know if it's evasion, but false reporting of who she was supposed to be married to, whether or not she was in fact married to her brother, and all kinds of crap nonsense. But we'll let them sort that out. And then there's one other little item here in this poll, Axios poll, that really stands out at you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Socialism was viewed favorably by 18% of the voters and unfavorably by 69%. Now, this poll is made up of libertarians, independents, which are non-party affiliates, and people who have voted before, but they don't vote in any one particular manner in an election. They might vote Democratic one year, and they might vote Republican the next year. So these are pretty independent-minded people. It's not like you're going one way or the other here. It's 1,003 people that generally election voters who voted in this poll.
Well, right, right. And, you know, and of course, you know, they have some of these committee assignments. It keeps them sort of in the spotlight. But also, there's the media, many of the left-wing folks in the media, they want to perpetuate AOC and Tlaib and Omar and all the stuff that they say, and they always have a camera and a microphone mm-hmm. ready for them. And that's part of this issue, too.
Well, here's the bigger point. The bigger point of all of this is if AOC, Tlaib, and Omar continue to be the focus of the media, continue to be the voice that you hear the loudest in the Democratic side, then the Republicans will have an excellent chance to take back the House of Representatives. And that's not me telling you that. That's Axios reporting this. And they lamented the comment that socialism was toxic to the people, and that if all the voters hear about is AOC talking about this and Tlaib and Omar talking about this, it'll put the House majority at risk and the Republicans will be back in charge.
Yeah, in other words.
And I agree. I believe that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and they just need to keep on saying what they're saying, because it's not working. It only works if it's sort of fed to you as some kind of, media sandwich, as it were. But this isn't what the American people want, and it's not even what Democrats want. And they call themselves Democrats. Yes, they're Democrat socialists or whatever, but somebody needs in the Democrat Party to stand up and say, get out of the party, call yourself something different.
We are talking about the fundamental transformation of America. We do know that AOC is a Democratic Socialist. There is a party called the Democratic Socialist Party, and they did endorse her, and the Democratic Party picked her up as well, put her on the ballot, but she is a Democratic Socialist.
That's right. That's right. And again, and people can get elected to Congress, but we expect that they get elected to Congress because they want to do the work of the country, not fundamentally transform it or tear it down or create chaos. And that's what they're doing.
But the other thing is that we have to mention here real quick, because we're going to break. The other thing we have to mention real quick is the fact that these people are the gift that the Republicans needed to have, because they are so radical, so far to the left. The message of the Democratic Party, and I'm glad to see this, they've finally shown their true spots. You know, leopard shows their true spots eventually, right?
Right.
They are finally showing exactly what they are. You got Joe Biden. You got all these presidential candidates leaning that way. And by the way, Kamala Harris, who we'll get into in the next segment, came out over the weekend and had another new promise for everybody out there in America. Yippee-yi-ho, cow patty.
Right. Well, and of course, AOC wants to get rid of cows, too. So.
Yeah, because they fart.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't, though, right? All right, I'll let it go there. All right, we'll come right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn before we start laughing here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden is now taking an aggressive approach to defending Obamacare, challenging not just President Donald Trump, but also some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, who want to replace the current insurance system with a fully government-run model. The former vice president will spend much of the coming week talking about his approach to health care, including remarks he'll deliver at Iowa's presidential forum sponsored by AARP. His almost singular focus on the 2010 health care law has been on display during recent campaign stops in early voting states. In Iowa, he declared himself, quote, against any Republican and any Democrat who wants to scrap Obamacare. Later in New Hampshire, he said, we should not be getting rid of Obamacare, we should be building on it, a reference to his approach to add a government insurance plan known as the public option to existing changes that sell private insurance. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. Now, you can go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more, or you can get into the telephone book or Google GEICO for your local office using your zip code. And I will tell you that your GEICO office can help you find coverage for more than just the car or the truck that you're driving, because they offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agent. So, look them up online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, or look them up in the phone book or Google them to find out more about GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to assume that there is so much going on in the world in which we live in that it's hard to keep track of it sometimes, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I'm going to do my very best here to imitate a very famous person because he actually said this. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cap, my name is Bill. I just want you to know that I didn't know about no late express plane. I don't know what they're talking about. I just hopped on that plane that flew down there to Panama a few times, and we went down there to see the canal. You know what I mean? Well, okay. I can just hear him trying to explain that right now.
Well, sure. Oh, yeah.
And you got to believe, that Hillary knew everything he was doing.
Well, yeah, one might think. Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. It's, Well, you know, all this, again, this is pretty devastating stuff. And
He's up to his eyeballs and alligators on this one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And also, people have a special aversion to pedophiles or people who go after underage, you know, kids and so forth. I mean, that's not good. You can't weasel your way out of that one.
Yeah. Now, we have a pretty good-sized listing audience up there in New Jersey and outside New York City and Philadelphia and there because of a couple of affiliates that we've got up in there, not very far away from Trenton. But and by the way, kudos to the sheriffs in New Jersey because determined sheriffs have cleverly sidestepped the New Jersey Attorney General's directive intended to stop them from assisting ICE in any way to the surprise of nobody. And I'll tell you what, they have absolutely stuck it to the Attorney General in New Jersey, and he can't do a damn thing about it.
That's right. Basically, they were able to renew, I believe, their cooperation agreement.
That's right.
With ICE, and they did it well before the current agreements were to have expired in June. And they did this back in March and February, basically.
Yep.
And so it's actually angered the Attorney General there so badly, you know, they may try to write some specific directive against them, but, you know, hey, they outboxed them on that one.
Well, they're going to try to pass legislation to try to make this stuff that's legal illegal and all that stuff in the state. But here's the little thing, okay? Just like we heard about, well, unless the presidential candidates submit tax returns, they can't be on the ballot. Really?
Yeah.
Wait till that gets challenged in a federal court. Even if it has to go all the way to the Supreme Court, they will get that handed to them in their butt.
Well, right. It has been traditional, and candidates typically, release these voluntarily, but those words, traditional and voluntarily, are the key factors.
It is not required by any law anywhere in the federal Constitution when it comes to qualifications for presidency of the United States. It just isn't.
That's right. And I think, generally speaking, it would take away the choice. There's that word, their choice of voters in many different areas around the country. And also, the key factor in this kind of law, Captain, is that they would pass this law specifically.
Yeah.
In other words, the intent is specifically for Donald Trump.
Now, there's quite a rush out in your state to get driver's licenses for illegals, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's also a rush to get driver's license for illegals to give them some sort of identification in other states, right?
Right.
What is the one thing that they've done in California, as well as a few other states, to identify the illegals on a driver's license?
Good question.
Well, they have these little, what do they call them? Like a credit card that has a little a chip in them?
Right, yeah, they have like a little strip.
In that little chip, if it's not marked plainly on their license for I, which means illegal, or I, which means immigrant, or M that means migrant, it depends on what code and what state you're in, then guess what? It's in the chip. And once the driver's license is run for proof of identity to certify the person, that, or who they are that's going to vote in a, quote, state election, which is what some of these people are allowing them to do, they get right then and there that they're illegal. So if they try to vote and their vote is done in a federal election rather than just a state election, then their vote will not count. And a lot of people are not aware of the fact that this has been done, including the illegals.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's an oddball sort of situation to begin with. Now, certainly some people will come as their seasonal workers, but
they come with a green card.
Exactly. It presupposes that they're here for a specific purpose.
It still doesn't mean they can vote, though, by the way.
Well, exactly. But again, and I'll tell you this. If the perception predominantly was that migrant workers or illegal aliens, for that matter, somehow voted Republican, this would be even better, if suddenly there was a huge Russian contingent that moved into California, you better believe that Democrat California legislators would be saying, we got to make sure these people aren't voting, that kind of stuff, because they would think, oh no, they might vote Republican, or, you know, in other words, it would not be the same kind of problem for them, because they see this specifically as a way to maintain political power.
Now, there's been quite a Twitter war going back and forth between President Trump and Omar and Tlaib and, let's see here, there was another one. I guess it was it three or was it four of them? I'm trying to see.
Presley, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Presley. Quite a little Twitter battle going on back and forth there. And he made some sort of off-the-wall comment about maybe they should go back to the countries they came from and try to solve the problems over there first before they try to solve them here.
Yeah, exactly, and he got quite a bit of a bounce back on that.
Well, there's only one person that was involved that actually might have been born in another country. The rest of them were born here in the United States, so technically this is their home country.
Technically this is their home country, and he would be talking specifically about Ilhan Omar. She's Somali-born, lived in a Kenyan refugee camp for a time, and then came to Minnesota in the United States, of course. But I think the president sort of lashing out about that, I think, is trying to communicate the following kind of thing. And that is, again, if you don't want to assimilate, if you're simply going to criticize everything, because there doesn't seem to be anything that the United States does well or that is okay and acceptable, because, again, it's some kind of a racist country, it's hypocritical, it can just go on down the line. And I think what he's saying is like, okay, look, if you're not going to be part of the system, and part of the solution here, and you're only going to criticize, well, maybe stop.
All right, well, let's take a look at something here that tells us where we're at right now if the election were held today. President Trump ended the holiday July 4th polling week with a daily job approval rating of 46%, higher than his predecessor Barack Obama at the same time in his tenure. And the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index jumped 144.5 in July, up 9 points from last month and just shy of its all-time high in February of 2018. That shows the people are very confident in the direction of the company, our country, rather. And, of course, that's evidenced by the fact that 42% of likely U.S. voters say the country is headed in the right direction.
Well, exactly. And I think in this campaign for President Trump, it could be a very different campaign than what we saw in 2016, insofar as that President Trump will now be talking directly to the people of different ethnic backgrounds, different racial makeup and so forth, and he's going to be talking directly to them and say, look, you took a chance, what did you have to lose is what I said in 2016, and look what's happening. People are going back to work. We're going to keep this going. Don't listen to the clanging cymbals over here of these people who continually tell you everything's wrong and you know, they've got a dominate the system with socialism or something. He's going to be talking right to these people who may not have voted for Trump,
and,
but will vote for Trump.
And very quickly, you know the July 4th parade that they had in the celebrations in America?
Yes.
64% of the country loved it.
Yes, absolutely.
Loved it. Amazing. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. KyleWarrenShow.com, the website, KyleWarrenShow.com. We're coming right back with our first Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. We'll let you know where Tropical Depression Barry went. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time is kind of like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All right. funny. Little Jerry Reed, Smokey and the Bandit, was what the movie came from. And, of course, there were all kinds of Smokey and the Bandit movies back in the day. They had to bring those back and put somebody else behind the wheel of the Bandit and somebody else driving the semi. And maybe they can find Fred again or something like Fred and stick him on the front seat. That'd be a lot of fun. All right. So, brought to you by our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Stop by and see them. It's not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. They've grown up into the big time, and there's a lot of stuff there to keep you happy and content when you're out on the road. Stop by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Tell you more about them in a minute. All right, here we go. Barry, Tropical Depression Barry now, continues to steadily weaken as it moves northward up the Mississippi River Valley. Despite the weakening, the system continues to produce very heavy rainfall across the region. Now, with this threat for significant flash flooding in some areas, in Barry's wake, a widespread heat wave is forecast to develop across the central and eastern states today by midweek, and it's going to be a humdinger with temperatures in the 90s and heat indexes up around 100 degrees again. Now, here we go. The flood warnings are still alive and well in southwestern Louisiana. Down there right now, not watches, but warnings. You've also got flood watches across other parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. About half of Arkansas is included in this. The western part of Tennessee, pretty much along the Mississippi River, including Memphis, all the way up to Kentucky. Kentucky along the Mississippi, you've got a rain and a flood watch and warning there for you. And in Missouri, southeastern Missouri, you also have a flood watch and a warning there for you, which entails Cape Girardeau, amongst other areas in south Missouri. As the rain continues to move north, up following pretty much the Mississippi River Valley. However, it looks like you're going to get some rain in the southern part of Illinois today, southwestern part of Indiana, and across more of Kentucky instead of just being along the edge of the river there. So keep that in mind. Now, the heat index they're talking about today for Florida, temperatures will be well into the 90s. Heat indexes in most areas will be near 100 degrees. For Georgia and South Carolina, the same thing applies, especially for up along the the northeastern part of South Carolina, which takes you up towards North Carolina, towards Wilmington. So the temperatures up there are going to be scorching. And then we've got some fog tonight along I-90 in Ohio and I-80 in Ohio across to just about Toledo. And then there's fog tonight in the southeastern part of Michigan. Looks like Detroit, you may have some fog there tonight with you. Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Western Michigan may have some fog there, too. Over in Wisconsin tonight, we have unsettled weather conditions in the central part of Wisconsin, Madison North. And then high heat advisory for the southeastern part of Minnesota today. Now, high heat and flood watches and warnings are also involved in the South Dakota state, southeastern South Dakota, northwestern Iowa. It looks like the Quad Cities again. You're having a problem there with rainfall and with rain from the last go around. the western part of North Dakota. You've got a heat advisory there. You've got a fire threat advisory in the southeastern part of Idaho tonight. And out in Arizona, oh boy, out in Arizona, an extreme heat situation for temperatures approaching 110, 115, 120 degrees all the way from the Tucson area, Phoenix to California, north, not all the way to Flagstaff, but up to about the 3,000-foot level, looks like. And then Yuma West out in the desert of California, you've got that same extreme heat index out there for the same temperature difference. And then you've got a high heat advisory for the upper desert coming out of Barstow. Headed north with uncertain weather conditions for Nevada, for Utah, and for northwestern Colorado right now. So that's what we're looking like. So it's going to be an interesting day to start the week out. And let's not forget that if you are laid over for the day and you're looking for a place, maybe you're looking right now for a place, if you see the sign of a pilot or a flying J, pull on in there and check them out. And here's why. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Many and most of the pilots in Flying J's main restaurants include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and a Dunkin' Donuts, too. And by the way, Dunkin' Donuts is more than just donuts anymore. They've got some pretty good sandwiches that they make there as well. I know I've been stopping at a couple of them around the area here where I'm at. And the travel centers, the pilot travel centers, the bigger places, as well as the Flying J travel centers, all have ample truck parking, CAT scales, Transflow Express travel document permit service, trip packs to get your loads in and get paid on time, truck washes, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen televisions for professional drivers. And I might add that that wireless internet access goes out into the parking lot, too, so that you wind up being able to have a internet connection out there in the parking lot with your laptop computer. And trucking is not what it used to be. I mean, it was one thing to have a satellite in the truck. That wasn't a computer. Now, well, it was a computer, but a different type. It was for communication for the companies, pretty much. But now, if you've got want to keep in touch with the family through email or instant messenger or Facebook or whatever it is you're doing, now you can certainly do that. And the truck stops that had the wireless internet are the ones that can help you get it done. All right. Well, let's take a look at one more thing here before we have to go to our break here, top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary coming in after the top of the hour with her kind words. Now, I told you about the ICE raids, and I made a comment, and somebody challenged me on it. Well, challenge away. But go find out for yourself. Google it. Google the ICE raids and Google criminals. Google the charges. Google how many are on the lists that they have already. It's 2,000. And they're all charged with some sort of crime. Now, 1,800 of them are charged with criminal offenses, which are misdemeanor or minor felonies, nothing like what I'm about to tell you with the 200 that are on here, all charged with Class A felonies that range from murder to attempted murder to assault with a deadly weapon to armed robbery to sex crimes, 200 of them. Now, that's 200 too many. They need to find them first. And also the rest of them, the crimes that they've done, which is probably, maybe, who knows, might be Grand Theft Auto for all I know, because they do all sorts of things. And I'm just saying that. I don't know for sure. All right. Let's take the break. Let's come on back after the top of the hour with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.